What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three, the phone lines are open. And once again, the toll-free number is not available. And the number to reach the show is 512-716-1603. 512-716-1883 and 512-716-1897. And the nasty people are apparently back. And let me take a quick look at this because they are really pounding on my server. And all they're really accomplishing is telegraphing how afraid they are of the truth getting out. So let's just do that right now. And okay, I have to do a couple of things here to get everything running. Okay, and there we are. Alrighty, so everything is back to battery, hunky-dory. We're talking about 9/11. We're talking about how the BBC literally reported, and Fox and CNN, but BBC got caught red-handed because the video is out there. And I'm going to be reposting that to the main page of my website here very, very soon. Now, following on with the phone call that Godzilla's representatives are going to sue me in court for, apparently they perceive my preferring to vote for Godzilla over Hillary Clinton as some form of libelous statement. There's a New York Muslim group has called on New York City to remove the phrase Islamic terrorists from the 9/11 memorial. And I think there is some justification for this, because we know Muslims were being framed for all that was going on back then. Not just 9/11 itself, but the anthrax scare turned out to be a frame-up job. Remember, the head of the FBI admitted that the named suspects in 9/11 were based entirely on these magic flame and explosion-proof passports that were found littered all over the place or conveniently left in luggage that was never put onto the airplane in the first place. And he was forced to admit, no, the FBI did not in fact know who, if anyone, was on those planes, or even if they were remotely controlled. Now, you remember that ridiculous lawsuit against Iran that was a desperate attempt to hang on to Iran's money in this country? And they basically came on out and said, well, we just know that Iran is behind terror, so victims of terrorist attacks can sue Iran and seize the money without needing to prove that Iran had anything to do with that. Well, apparently this week in the U.S. House of Representatives, there is a bill that will allow victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia. Now, this is apparently part of that campaign to redirect attention for 9/11 away from the U.S. government and away from Israel to yet another potential target for invasion. First, it was Afghanistan, went in, bombed, and ruined the place. Oh, we're sorry. It was actually Iraq was behind 9/11. Go in and bomb and ruin the place. Oh, we're sorry about that. Now it's Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia did not have a motive to do 9/11. They make a huge amount of money off the petrodollar deal. They have billions in investments in the United States. They don't want to give the U.S. government an excuse to seize that money. Looks like the government's going to go ahead and seize it anyway without an excuse. And if Saudi Arabia wanted to hurt the United States of America, all they need to do is ask for all their money back. And the destruction to our economy would make 9/11 itself look like a speed bump. Saudi Arabia doesn't need to crash airplanes into skyscrapers. Now, the Saudis who were claimed to be part of the hijackers, again, the head of the FBI admitted that they didn't really know who was on the airplanes, because they were relying on these magic bomb and explosion and fireproof passports. They didn't really know. The head of the FBI admitted the IDs they were using to name these people were fakes, high-quality fakes from a nation state that has these kind of capabilities. So this bill is completely absurd. It's just a cash grab. We're going to grab money from Saudi Arabia. Oh, we're sorry, Saudi Arabia didn't do 9/11. It was Liechtenstein. We're going to sue Liechtenstein now and invade them for 9/11. Oh, we're wrong about that, too. Australia did 9/11. We've got to go make war on Australia. On and on and on. We ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Do you believe the government's story about 9/11? And the results came in. No got 99%. Yes got 1%. They didn't actually get 1%. The polling software rounds off to the nearest integer. Basically, no, I don't believe the government story got 727 votes. Yes got 5 votes. All right, we're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about 9/11, which the anniversary is coming up on this Sunday. And we're basically looking at all the evidence that it was a false flag attack. It was as phony as the Lusitania not having weapons, or Pearl Harbor being a surprise, or torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, or a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. This is how the U.S. government launches war. They fake some kind of an incident. And the U.S. is not alone with that. Hitler did the same thing at Gliwice to launch the war against Poland. Up at the top of whatreallyhappened.com in the permanent menu, we have a link to an article about 42 false flag attacks that are officially admitted to, where the governments who did this have actually said, yeah, we actually did do that. Weren't we clever? We just snookered everybody out there. And that's just the 42 that are admitted to. How many hundreds of other incidents are not what history books and the media tell you they are, in order to seek some political or military gain? Paul Craig Roberts is out with an article saying the tide is turning. The official story of 9/11 is now the conspiracy theory. The majority of Americans don't believe the official story. We showed that with our poll. We all know the government lied. We don't need to get tangled up in minute details, and we need to avoid getting suckered into discussions about obvious poison-the-well planted stories to try and keep the confusion going, to delay the formation of a public consensus, whether it's directed energy weapons or UFOs or micro-nukes or no plane at the Pentagon. And no, I will not be taking any phone calls on that topic. All of these are there to try and keep the confusion and chaos going. But it's too late. The American people have formed a consensus. The U.S. government lied to us about 9/11. The fine details do not matter. Now we need to know what we need to decide. What are we going to do about it? Do you want your children to grow up under a government that lies to them to get their money and their obedience and lies to them to send them off to wars? What responsible parent would be comfortable with that idea? That's what I want to know. Now, we've been poking fun at the Nobel Peace Prize, and what a joke it has become. Alfred Nobel originally set this up to actually honor and award people who promoted peace. And over the years, it's become a political prize. The world leaders want it as an office decoration. And Henry Kissinger got one. And we know what a warmonger he was. Barack Obama got one before he'd even done anything, and he's become one of the most warmongering presidents we've ever had. Al Gore shared one over his human-caused global warming hoax. And now, the white helmets, the notorious mop-up wing of Nusra, has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. They've made this whole thing a joke. They've made it completely irrelevant and meaningless. I can't imagine anybody with an ounce of integrity ever accepting one. It's just a joke. And it's part of a larger process. this awarding of shiny things to wear on your vest or hang on the wall is part of the brainwashing to get you to pay attention to those who are telling you what the government wants you to believe. You need to listen to this person. Look, he's got plaques and he's got honors and awards and he's got all this stuff. He's all over the wall. You should listen to that person because he's just been given all of these wall decorations here. And don't listen to those other people over there, no matter how much sense they're making, because they don't have the plaques. They don't have statues. So you don't want to pay attention to them. That's part of it. It's part of the fraud, the deception, to make the people who are the deceivers look socially superior. And then we find out, of course, that they really aren't. Now, getting into the economic news here a little bit, there was this video, and it was produced by a European travel concern, and it was sort of tongue-in-cheek, but the idea of the video is, if you're thinking about relocating to the United States, be very careful where you're going to go. And then it proceeds to lay out 12 of the worst places to live in the United States, and it is a very telling video. You need to watch that. And you need to watch it, especially if you gave any credence whatsoever to Obama's claims of a booming economy and the fixed highest ever stock market. See, they're using that stock market as a banner. They run it up through rigging and then they wave it and say, see, the economy is doing great. The only thing booming in our economy are the war industries, and they're actually not doing very well either, because for all the money that goes into them, they're producing junk. They're having to do a re-engineering rethink on the Gerald R. Ford. All of the littoral combat ships have been recalled to port and dry dock because of all their problems. The F-35 is not going to be fully operational until at least 2019. That's when they're expecting the software for the cannon to finally be delivered. Yet by imperial edict, it's been declared ready for service, and they're going to fly it on out there and see what breaks so that they know what to fix. Which is going to be kind of rough on those pilots who don't come home. But the Pentagon is now starting to work like Microsoft. We're going to put it out. We know it's junk. We'll let the end users find out what's wrong with it, and then maybe we'll get around to fixing it. The Internal Revenue Service is now warning people to stay away from IRA funds that involve gold stored in your home. Now, they don't really have anything that they can say is illegal about it. They're just opposed to the idea of you having gold in your home, because they need that gold to save the New York Fed, and they want it piled up in one place where they can grab it, not have to go door to door to door, especially with the population that is ready to defend their gold with their firearms. Now, we had a call into the show in the first hour that raised a very interesting point. Right now, these Hanjin Shipping went into bankruptcy. Their ships are basically being held in port to find out who's really the owner of them now. Legal claims are being made against them. And on board those ships right now is $14 billion of cargo that was frozen in transit. For any of that cargo that represents foodstuffs, it's probably going to spoil and be utterly worthless. But there could be other things on there as well. And that means all these retailers who ordered goods aren't going to get them to put on the shelves. There's going to be a cascade of fallout from this Hanjin bankruptcy. The supply chain is going to be heavily damaged. Products are not going to be delivered. The delivery trucks aren't going to be making any money. There's going to be nothing on the shelves for people to buy. Retailers are going to go out of business. This is an absolute mess. And it illustrates just how fragile our global economy has become under the ministrations of all these globalists. Now, Congress is starting to press the FBI for files going back to 2008 and the financial crisis. I think seeing James Comey get up there and essentially admit Hillary Clinton committed felony violations of Title 18, but we're not going to file any charges anyway, got people thinking about back in 2008, where we knew there was massive fraud going on with the mortgage-backed securities. We know there's been massive fraud in the global financial systems with the rigging of LIBOR, the rigging of gold, and silver prices, all kinds of fraud out there. In fact, there's an article that came out of Global Research saying that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has set up an online database of complaints against Wall Street and reveals it's just this gigantic house of horrors. How these people are just robbing their investors blind. And so this U.S. congressman from New Jersey has demanded the FBI turn over all records related to the 2008 financial crisis to find out why no senior executives in the Wall Street firms were ever charged. Now, there's a little wrinkle in corporate law that you need to understand, and it is very simple. Yes, if you're a corporate officer in a corporation, you and your personal wealth are insulated from legal actions against the corporation. But that protection is voided if you committed an illegal act. At that point, your personal wealth becomes fair game. You can go to jail, and you should. And so Congress has decided it's overdue for a look. Now, banks that were out there screaming that Brexit winning the referendum was going to trigger a recession are now having to pull back from that. Britain's banks are doing very well. The Remain banks are now back to backing and supporting Brexit, saying it's not going to be a financial disaster. Let's just move forward with it. Germany is out there warning Great Britain not to make any trade agreements until the Brexit actually happens, which it's not Germany's place to say, and it makes sense only if Germany is absolutely convinced the Brexit will be prevented from happening. And we know that there is a huge push for to void the first referendum and have a second one, so they have a second chance at stealing the election. And a great deal of pressure on Parliament to simply say, well, the referendum was advisory only and does not carry the force of law. Once you're a slave of the European Central Bank, you will stay a slave of the European Central Bank. In fact, that could be the global model of all private central banks everywhere. Once you're our slave, you're our slave forever. There is no escape. Nobody ever leaves the private central banks. Now, the good news for the people of Europe, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership is dead. The negotiations have gone nowhere, and Germany and France have said it is time to end the negotiations. Nothing is going to happen. Now, over in Laos, Obama is still flapping his gums and not thinking about what he's saying, and he came out with this very bizarre statement that Americans are lazy. And he said Americans are lazy about learning about other countries. They don't feel they need to learn about Canada or Mexico, which is ridiculous. I've been to both Canada and Mexico. I've been around the world. But this was pushing that whole integration. Drop the national borders and learn about every other country and multiculturalism and everything. And, of course, Obama's out there saying Americans' laziness explains their reluctance to embrace his policy of human-caused global warming. No, it's not laziness. It's several record-setting winters in a row that did that. And he accused Americans of being isolated and ignorant because the United States is such a big country. What a ridiculous thing to say in the age of the internet. That is just absurd beyond belief. And I guess he didn't think it was going to get back here because of the corporate media. But once it was in the foreign press, it got back here through the independent media. And people are angry. And they ought to be. And it displays the contempt professional politicians have for you. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And hello, I'm America. Welcome back to the show here. And just to show you how ridiculous the PC movement is getting, CNN, this is not a joke, it's not a satire, it's not a parody. CNN came on out with a story that math is racist. And this came out of a book called Weapons of Math Destruction by Kathy O'Neill, in which she comes on out and says the very nature of mathematical analysis is increasing racism, whether it's targeted advertising, insurance, education, policing. O'Neill is saying that algorithms and big data intentionally target the poor and reinforce racism and amplify inequality. Well, I think it's time to make a point here. Equality sounds nice in political speeches, and it looks really good in the Declaration of Independence. The reality is that we are all different individuals. We're the product of our inherited qualities from our forebears, and our life experiences. We're like snowflakes. No two of us are alike. And the reality is we are all different. None of us are equal. The intention in the Declaration of Independence, when they said all men are created equal, was the idea of getting rid of the idea of nobility. that all people started out at the same level and had the freedom to go as far as their temperament would let them go. Some people want to work and build, and other people just want to hang out and have fun. And that's fine. That's what freedom is supposed to be. But during the 60s and 70s, that original idea that all men and women are created equal was an attack on the idea of nobility and inherited position and inherited wealth, was scrubbed in favor of an absolutist approach that we're all supposed to be equal, no matter what. And when they started out with things like programs for equal opportunity, that was a good idea. The early feminists believed in equal access to credit and education. That was a good idea. But there was no way to show that this was having any kind of an effect at all, because we, as individuals, are different. Some of us simply work harder than others. Some of us are simply smarter than others. That's just the reality. And so equality was achieved not by having equal opportunities, but by mandating equality of outcome. And they started this horrible program. They couldn't bring the bottom up to match the top, so they started dragging the top down to match the bottom. I actually went through this. My first experience at teaching was in a California high school in the remedial math class. And during lunch breaks, the bright students would hang out in my classroom, because we had some mechanical calculators and some other stuff they would play with. And we just started this little informal workshop on how to use a slide rule, which tells you how long ago I was doing this. And I got into serious trouble with the school administration, because apparently the fact that we were having this workshop for slide rules got out, and parents were calling and saying, why isn't my kid in this little workshop? And of course, my response was, if he wants to show up, he can be there. He didn't want to show up. And I was forced to shut this all down. And I was told that the guiding principle of the school system was everybody gets a guaranteed minimum education. Nobody's allowed to have anything above that. It's mandating equality of outcome. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to ride in an airplane whose pilot got the guaranteed minimum education in public school. I certainly don't want to be treated by a doctor who got the guaranteed minimum education in public school. I want the very best. I want the achievers. There's an author out there who's writing a new book on the restoration of meritocracy as a guiding principle of this country, and I think it's a darn good idea. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's see. Don't have any phone calls right now. So, now, as you know, earlier in the week, there was a gentleman named Seals who'd been one of the activists in Ferguson leading the protests about the police killing of Michael Brown. And he was found in his car, shot in the head, and the car was set on fire. This was the second Ferguson activist to be killed in the exact same manner. DeAndre Joshua was killed on the night in 2014 that Seals was with Michael Brown's family. He, too, was found shot in the head and his body burned in the car. And, of course, the police promised they would investigate, claimed there were no leads, no suspects. We're going to see exactly the same thing here. A lot of wet work going on. Now then, over in North Carolina, in Lowell, Police Officer James Paul Blair, 51, is in jail on a charge of statutory rape. And apparently he had been mentoring a 14-year-old girl to prove policemen are good. And the girl's mother said initially she was reluctant to allow this officer to become friendly with the daughter, but allowed it because, after all, if you can't trust the police, who can you trust. And apparently the daughter had indicated an interest in maybe becoming a police officer as well. So being mentored by one seemed like a good idea. And he seduced her, and they had sex apparently more than once, and she's now pregnant with his child. So I guess the mother isn't going to trust the police much anymore. Over in Atlanta, guy just minding his own business in his own home gets the full-on SWAT treatment. All of a sudden, with no warning, cops kick down his door, rough him up, wreck his place, because he's got marijuana growing in his backyard. Horror of horrors. Except it wasn't marijuana, it was okra. And apparently the police can't tell the difference between okra and marijuana. And they didn't bother to find out if they were accurate. They just went on the full SWAT treatment. And sometimes I worry when I'm making nanosilver, which we homebrew our own, and it involves chemistryware, obviously. I'm worried about what happens if somebody looking through the back window in our place sees, oh, he's got chemistry wear. He must be making drugs. Would I get a chance to explain to the police, no, this is an antibacterial that I'm making, and we make our own because it's cheaper that way, and it's not illegal to be doing what I'm doing. Will I get a chance to explain that, or will we get the flashbang grenades through the window first? Now, Hillary Clinton is still out there with her war on guns and the Second Amendment. One of the comments she made at this Commander-in-Chief Forum, the debate-omania, not really a debate, but an incredible simulation. Gun control is part of her fight against terrorism. She thinks that, or she's claiming, that she will end terror attacks in this country by terrorists by disarming the law-abiding American citizens. And it's ridiculous. Now, over at Cracked Magazine, and I know it's a humor magazine, and they do a lot of goofy stuff, but they seem to have a strong sense of social activism. And they had an article, 5 Reasons Gun Control in the United States is a Lost Cause. And they basically go on down saying that everything the government is doing in the naming of curbing gun violence does not affect the violence. It merely disarms the American citizen. And that, I think, is their real agenda. And they go on, they mention how the U.S. government obsesses about the AR-15 when it's not a gun that is used very often at all for crime. The people who are talking about the huge number of gun deaths in this country never mention that most of those are suicides. And if guns aren't available, they'll jump out of a tall building, hopefully hit a banker on the way to the ground. This belief that background checks will fix everything, when criminals will simply steal guns from people who have passed the background check. Everyone's always talking about mass gun grab, door-to-door gun grabs. They're not thinking about the logistics that would be involved. And, of course, there's that little pesky thing called the Bill of Rights. However, not to be discouraged by reality, out in California, on the November ballot, there is a ballot initiative calling for house-to-house confiscation of all guns. So I'm sure the vote riggers have already been assigned that one. Remember how they were able to cheat Prop 37, the one for GMO labeling? There were all these allegations about votes that had vanished. Yes, votes were disappearing and all that other stuff. Our elections are a joke. And I've got a few emails from people who've been listening to my description of a way to have a trustworthy election. And they're saying it does make sense. It does work out. It doesn't really fully address the fraud in registration or mail-in ballots. But in terms of validating an actual election where people go to a polling place and vote, it's pretty much bulletproof. And I got to make up a graphic about that and get it out there. Because, yeah, there's no way to cheat it. There's no way to cheat it. Now then, over at Breitbart, they're talking about a new book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies by John Lott Jr. It includes an interesting statistic. This is getting on back to the U.S. government's obsession with the AR-15 and the mass public shootings as an excuse to disarm the public. According to all available records, between 1950 and 2010, not one mass public shooting occurred where citizens were allowed to carry guns. In other words, the gun-free zones are the targets of choice. Gee, you didn't figure that out before? Gun-free zone means come on in, have fun, nobody can shoot back. And every time we talk about allowing people to conceal carry, the gun grabbers say, you want the Wild West, you want shootouts out in the street. No. The reason for having an armed citizenry is not to get in a shootout with the bad guys. The reason for having an armed citizenry is to give the bad guys a reason not to show up at all. And by the way, the West wasn't that wild. That was a propaganda myth promoted by Eastern industrialists who were afraid of losing all their workers once the West opened up. And you could go on out and homestead a place and have your own home, your own property, your own farm, your own cabin. That was very attractive to a lot of people. And the Eastern industrialists were seeing their workers, especially their smarter, skilled workers, leaving. And so they hired the media of the day to create this image of the Wild West being this horrible place of dangers. And I'm not saying it was perfectly safe. There were rattlesnakes and mountain lions, and there were criminals out there before law and order was established. But with everybody wearing guns, it wasn't a violent place. Do you know why the gunfight at the OK Corral became such an historical event? Because it was rare. You have a shootout like the OK Corral today in any major city, it's not going to get any news coverage at all because it's just part of that background noise. Like what you see up there in Chicago, the model for gun control for the nation. People wore guns on their hips to make them convenient. In fact, do you know where the origin of gun and holster came from? It was if you fell off your horse and you were being dragged by the stirrup, the gun was there at your hand so you could shoot your own horse before you were dragged to death. That's where that came from. It wasn't having the gun in the holster to do shootouts at high noon, opposite ends of Main Street, which, by the way, as far as historians can determine, that never actually happened. This fast draw at opposite ends of the street. It's as much a fantasy as some of the samurai movies you see coming out of Japan, or the amazing cuts that they do. It's part of our pop culture. It isn't real. So, now let's talk about computers. As I mentioned before, Apple is not releasing iPhone 7 pre-order numbers. Every time they've come out with a new iPhone, the numbers are great, and they proclaim them and say, this is going to be a hit. Well, not for the iPhone 7. And already, people are very upset over some decisions Apple has made. For one thing, they have gotten rid of the dedicated headphone jack. If you want sound out of your phone, other than the speaker, there are two ways to go about it. One is to use a wireless device, Bluetooth, which allows anybody in the area to intercept and listen to what you're hearing or saying, for that matter. If you want to use headphones, they now go through that Lightning port. That's become the one thing does all jack into the iPhone. And the only way that you can charge your phone and listen to it at the same time, you have to buy this accessory, the dock, which is about $50. And the wireless AirPods that replace the traditional headset and microphone, those are over $100 as well. Now, when you get your iPhone 7, you get an adapter that plugs in to the Lightning port and has a traditional headphone jack in it. If you lose it, and you will, because it's a little tiny thing, Apple will sell you a replacement for $9. Now, if you've seen the ads for the iPhone 7, they're making a big deal over the fact that this is the first waterproof iPhone. I challenge that because this iPhone 5 that I've got right here got soaked at one point, and I literally used canned air to blow the water out of it going through the headphone jack, and it came back to life. But they're claiming this is the new waterproof iPhone, but if you read it carefully, the warranty that comes with the iPhone 7 does not cover damage by water. They're sort of hedging their bets on that one. A lot of people are saying it's probably going to be better to wait for the iPhone 8. Well, I'm not buying another iPhone until this one actually dies or I kill it because I'm rough on my hardware. I don't need any more phone than what I've got right now. And there's always the possibility that new iPhones or new Androids are going to be loaded up with more ways for the government to spy on you and mess with your life because that's what they love to do. They think it's their divine right. Now, as you know, there was a huge rush of companies getting into the smartwatch business. And it turns out Apple and Google really didn't think it was that good of an idea. But Google is obsessed with game theory, and they basically came up with the idea that if Google didn't come out with a smartwatch, Apple would and take all the spoils. And as it turns out, smartwatches are not really doing very well. The screens are too small. Certainly for the Android platform, they don't integrate well, because I actually bought one for my lady love, and it was more trouble to use than it was worth, and we wound up just throwing it in the drawer. And so now there is a huge buildup of unsold smartwatches. If you want to get one, I assume the price is going to come on down. But before you do that again, you need to learn from the from Intel, because Intel came out with their own smartwatch called the Basis, and it apparently had not been fully tested when it was shipped, and as it turned out, a lot of them would generate so much heat from their batteries and processors, they were literally burning the wrists of people wearing them. So Intel issued a recall and offered a 184-pound refund for their arm slabs. Unfortunately, the payouts delivered by Western Union are, for some reason, bouncing at British banks. You're saying it's a computer problem with the bank. Have we let our technology become too decadent? Has it become so bloated and overly complex that we can't maintain it any longer? We need to address that question, because society's come up with amazing technology, and when they reach the point where they can't maintain it anymore, it comes apart pretty fast. Ancient Rome was the same way. Rome invented all kinds of stuff. Concrete, aqueducts. When they weren't able to maintain it any longer, it all started coming apart, and everything dependent on those technologies collapsed. They're now basically saying that the recent disruption at Vienna's International Airport was a hack. They think it was politically motivated. The Interior Ministry is investigating, and the Austrian media is pointing the finger at Turkey. How can they possibly know who's behind the hack? I have the same concern with that that I have with Hillary's people out there saying that Russia hacked the DNC emails. They can't find the ransomware writers. They can't find the malware writers. They can't find the people who are flooding our mailboxes with Viagra ads. And we're supposed to take their word for it that they know Russia, or in this case Turkey, was behind the hack. No, it just does not make any sense. Now, another story coming out of the Daily Mail, and this is going to make a lot of people nervous. People with lost or stolen contactless credit cards or debit cards are being warned that fraudsters can still use them for as much as 8 months after they are canceled. And as you know, there's been a recent trend in credit and bank companies where they will no longer absorb the losses from fraud and theft. You're on the hook. So, Clinton has blamed Hurricane Hermine on climate change. Another reason to vote against Hillary. She's fully on board with carbon taxes. Al Gore is out there saying that climate change deniers will be equated with racists and justice despised one day. So basically, after several record-setting winters and another one on the way, Al Gore and his carbon Nazis are reduced to defending their position by name-calling. Global warming deniers are racists. Ridiculous. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and finishing up on human-caused global warming. It is snowing in Wellington, New Zealand, which is significant when you remember that down where they are, this is springtime. And apparently there are some road closures that they're having to deal with. I'm watching on Fox News, and apparently they're reporting that Syrian forces, aided by Russia and Iran, are making strong gains in Aleppo. And the U.S. is kind of at a loss how to stop this. Because if Syria and Russia and Iran kick out all those terrorists, the U.S. doesn't have any excuse to be there. Unless they want to go on back and say, all right, well, we need to get rid of the evil dictator who uses gas on his own people. And we've all heard that before. Now, do you remember at one point during the controversy over GMO foods, there was a study done over in France where instead of feeding a test population of rats GMO food for 3 months and then saying there's no problem, these scientists raised an entire generation of rats from birth to death, and they were in three groups. First group, all natural food. Second group, GMO corn. Third group, GMO corn sprayed with glyphosate. And they monitored the health. And the first thing discovered is that at month number four, 1 month after Monsanto's scientists had stopped their tests to claim it was perfectly safe, the rats started developing huge tumors and other serious medical problems. And reproductive issues, shortened lifespan, serious, serious problems. And the study was published, and then all of a sudden it was retracted. It was never refuted. It was simply made to go away. Well, there's an organization, the U.S. Right to Know, has obtained emails of correspondence between Monsanto and A. Wallace Hayes, the editor-in-chief of the formerly respected scientific journal Food and Chemical Toxicology, and basically detail how Monsanto was, in fact, directly involved in the suppression of this study. Now, if Monsanto could refute the study, if they had a way to prove that the scientists had done something wrong, they would have done that publicly. But when you move to suppress a report, that's as good as admitting that it's accurate and true. And Monsanto has become the poster child for corporations' abuse of the general population. They don't care if they make you sick. They just want your money. Surprisingly, CNN has come on out with an admission that the new... Oh, there's the music. I'm going to save this for tomorrow. I'm going to save this for tomorrow because it deserves a little bit of time. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. And a reminder, the Lady Claire will be with us in our third hour tomorrow. So we'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here and share it with everybody else. Have a good evening. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.